guys that didn't practice today, Tyvon Branch, Jerron Kreiner, DJ Hayden, Matt McCants, and Darren McFadden, guys that were limited in practice today, Seabass, Kaluka, Tony Paschos, and Terrell Pryor. So that's the injury report. It's good work today.
How much was Pryor able to do, and what were your impressions?
He was limited. He got some reps with the first team, and again, we'll see how he looks tomorrow.
What would have been your impression of Matt and his first team work?
Matt McGloin?
Yeah.
He's done a good job. Obviously these are practice reps, he's done a nice job, and he's continued to impress us as he's, earlier in the years he's going through on the show team and now getting some reps with the first team. So he'll be ready if he's called on to go in and play.
Given that you can't always tell during practice what you're going to be able to tell during a game, as was evidenced by prior last week during practice during the game, how do you change your evaluation this week? Do you change how can you really tell whether he's ready or not?
Well, all you can do is watch practice and go with what you see on the practice field. So we'll monitor him just like we do every week and see how he's looking. If he looks like he's, at full health, then he'll be able to go.
This time around, be more inclined to, if you see that the explosion is not there on Sunday, make a move as opposed to leaving?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you trust his word?
Yeah. I mean, that's what you have to do, hey, listen, it he's the only one that knows. I mean, I can't tell. All you can do is go based on what you see, and if he's okay, then he's okay.
Do you almost have to activate Tyler just as a precaution, just in case?
Well, we'll look at that. I mean, those decisions don't have to be made right now. So obviously we got to get Tyler prepared. Again, we'll see how things go tomorrow, and we'll make a decision.
Who was the right tackle if everybody's healthy? Do you go back to Paschos?
Yeah, we'll probably go with Paschos.
Did he do more today?
Yeah.
Did he yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, he's listed as limited, but he's getting, pretty good amount of work.
Coach Houston made a change of quarterback this year to go to Case Keenum, and Arian Foster's out for the year. What do you see from them now offensively as the year's gone on?
Well, I still see an explosive offense. I mean, when you look at them, I mean, I think they're ninth in the league in total offense right now. And as Case Keenum's come in there, he's given them a little bit of a spark. They've really thrown the ball down the field and connected on a lot of, deep passes, play action type of passes, double move type of routes. And so this kid's, looks to be like he's pretty aggressive as far as trying to get the ball down the field. But they still do what they do. I mean, they haven't really changed a whole lot as far as what their offense is. They still, running the zone blocking scheme and still play action passes and trying to, hit the deep ball.
Do you remember evaluating Keenum during the draft at all?
Yeah, we looked at him, and I thought he was a good player. I mean, he set all kinds of records, in NCAA I thought he was a good player and had a lot of, a lot of the intangibles. He's probably not the biggest, strongest, fastest, prototypical, quarterback that you might look at, but he's effective. And he was effective in college. He's been effective in the NFL.
You briefly mentioned yesterday, you talked about either tackle would have a challenge with Watt. As a defensive coach, when you look at Watt, what separates him?
Well, a lot. Yeah. Number one is he's a big, strong guy that's able to anchor in against the run, but he's got exceptional quickness and exceptional burst. I mean, I think for as big as he is, his burst to get to the quarterback is probably as good as I've seen. And he does a good job of, setting up inside moves and then beating guys on the outside and using his athleticism. So I think when you really look at it, for a big guy, he's exceptionally athletic.
He said that this year he just feels like he's a better run defender. When looking at film, are you seeing that? Is that some of the?
Well, I mean, we didn't study him last year, when I watch him this year, yeah, he's defending the run really well. I mean, they got a lot of guys that are playing really well. I mean, they're number one in the league in defense. So, but he's certainly a guy that we got to account for on every single snap.
When accounting for that, does that factor in at all? with where Pryor's at, if his explosiveness isn't there and you know someone like that is on the other side, or you just make
the decision solely based on, you know, what we feel like he's capable of doing.
You got the two guys on the clock at Belgier and Burris. How are they coming along so far?
Coming along well. You know, obviously I think Miles is a guy that we got to make a decision on next week. So, we're continuing to evaluate him. Missed a couple of days of practice last week, but he's been able to go so far this week. He continues to get better every day. And then, obviously, we just started the clock on Belvedere, so we got some time to evaluate where he's at.
Was Miles sore last week, or was he even a little
sore? Yeah, just a little soreness.
Are you comfortable with having Phillip Adams play that, as he did last week?
Yeah. I mean, when Phillip's gone in and played in games for us, he's done well. I thought he played pretty well in the game the other day, and he played well for us last year when he got the opportunity to go in there. So he's a guy that we got confidence in going in and playing. I think he'll go in and do a good job.
Salma Young went from playing very little against Philadelphia to playing 30-some snaps the next week. Was that just package thing against the Eagles, or was it just
a little bit of both? I mean, yeah. He's a guy that we want to get more involved. We want to see his reps increase. He's earned that right, and then also a package deal. Against Philadelphia, we didn't have some of the same packages weren't up as much in the game based on how they tried to attack. So, but we'll see. I would expect we'll see a little more of Osama. And again, it'll be based on, what they're doing offensively and how we can get him into the game.
Where's DJ at right now? It seems like it might be an emotional week for him. Could be. But where is he at right now?
In terms of?
Position and where he is mentally, where he is in the.
Well, physically, he's got a groin injury that won't allow him to participate right now. So I brought him into the office and spoke with him this morning. And, listen, he's disappointed, because he wants to be out there playing. But right now with the injury, he's not able to do that. So DJ's going to be fine.
Is it worse you thought it was, his injury, or is it what you expected? Or?
I wouldn't say it's any worse than what we thought of, but, it's an injury that it's going to take a little time to rehab from.
Why did you feel the need to call him in? Did you think he was a good fragile?
Well, I wanted to check on him. I wanted to make sure that he was doing okay, get his spirits up, and get ready to go.
You watched Valdir. Did you get a sense of he close at all? Or did he take most of the three-week window?
That's all speculation. I really have no idea. I mean, really, that's a determination that the doctors are going to have to make when they feel like he's, totally ready to go to full contact. In the meantime, we're going to keep working him, keep practicing him, and see where he's at.
Is his conditioning, are you comfortable with where it's at right now?
Well, that was something that we ramped up, about a week and a half ago, knowing that he was going to be cleared to begin to participate in practice. So that's something that we've put a lot of emphasis on over the last couple of weeks in trying to get his conditioning up and get him ready to go. Again, so the time frame from the time he's actually able to begin practicing to the time he's actually able to play is, shorter.
When a veteran like Barnes has a rough game like he did against the Giants with a costly false start and I think three holds, do you handle that differently than you would a younger player?
Yeah, I mean, Khalif's played, and he knows how this game is. And really two of those holding calls, they came back and said, weren't holding calls.
Oh,
so.
Really?
That's the way it is. I mean, it happens sometimes, and you got to move on. And he'll respond the right way. He has every time he's been challenged, he's responded.
One quote regarding Rashad. He was such a special teamer guy. Is his special teams assignments just as much now as a starting running back as it is?
No, his role on special teams has been reduced because he's taken more of responsibility with the offense. So, on one hand, it shortens you a little bit from a special team standpoint, but he's really helped us offensively as far as the way he's run the ball. So there's really always a balance of, usually your starters aren't going to play much on special teams, based on, how many guys you can have active and how many plays that they can play in the game. You really want to make sure that everybody has a role to help this football team. Some guys' roles is on special teams, some guys' offense, defense, and his role's kind of switched a little bit more to the offensive side, and other guys have had to step up in his place. I thought last week we did a good job in special teams without having him. He's been the guy that's blocked all the punts, and, you know, we were able to get our hands on another punt the other day. So, we got guys that are stepping up and taking on that role.
And in the same vein, though, it must help him as a running back to be able to focus on one assignment instead of being so much of a, you know, multiple.
Well, I don't know if it's from an assignment standpoint. I mean, there's only so many plays you can. There's only so many plays you can play in a game physically, and be at your best. So, you have to distribute, you know, those responsibilities amongst the 46 guys that are active on game day.